You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy says he's about to be taken advantage
of. That's right. Today's the day. God, I dread this freaking day every year when I try to very quietly go outside and blow out my sprinklers, but it's essentially impossible because this air tank that I have is like on a dolly. It's on wheels. You got to wheel it out and hook the hose up, and it's like, you know, as it's, you know, building with air pressure to blow everything out. And when that baby gets fired up, a majority of my neighbors work from home, and it's like the Munchkins coming out, you know, the Wizard of Oz, you know, squinting, coming outside, wondering what the noise is. And they look over and they, you know, come over essentially and say, hey, while you got this out, can you blow out my sprinklers? And I freaking say yes every single time.
You don't like doing that?
It sucks up all my time in the afternoon. It's not a quick thing to do. I mean, you start, it's 30 minutes at least per house, and you got four or five neighbors that wander out. And
I wouldn't want to do it. But the thing is, you love doing that kind of stuff. You like being an outdoorsy, hands-on.
I don't like doing this, though, because I was complaining about this last night to Knick Knack, because before they all come wandering out, I actually had one guy text me last night and said, hey, have you done it yet? Could you do mine tomorrow? I don't like being responsible for all the outdoor plumbing on somebody's house. Like if something were to go wrong, or we'd accidentally blow up something.
Well, how many houses are we talking about?
It could potentially be, you know, 5-6 houses this afternoon.
Half a dozen people are going to ask you.
I know what happens every year.
Hmm.
And I hate it, man.
Why don't you just say no?
You can't. You can't.
You could say, hey, I can't be responsible for, you know, unless you sign some sort of waiver.
But then it's like, well, you did it last year. See, my mistake was I did it once.
So let me ask you, these 5 or 6 houses, what do they give you?
Yep. Yep.
Nobody's even bought
you like
a case of beer or anything?
Look what's in my hand. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, not even a case of beer.
Just a thank you. Hey, thanks.
6-pack of beer.
Nothing.
Bottle of wine.
No, sir.
Cookies, homemade cookies.
Nope, not even a slap on the booty as I walk away.
Well, the problem is you've moved into a neighborhood with a bunch of jerks. They would take advantage of you and not give you anything for doing that?
I think they just expect it now, Dom. And it fires me up. It lights my rocket.
I can't even imagine that. You know, I had two different electrical companies come to my house yesterday to give me estimates because I thought I had to get my house regrounded, like from inside to outside. You have to ground a house. Long story. Anyway, the first electrical company showed up and they said, no, you actually don't need to do that. And then the second one showed up about 10 minutes after the first one left, and they did a double check and they said, no, you don't have to do that. And both of them came out of their way. One of them drove 1 hour and 10 minutes, but it was a free estimate.
Okay.
Right? So it didn't cost me anything. So what do you think I did? I gave each of these electrician dudes $20. I said, go get yourself a sandwich. Go buy. Let me buy your lunch today.
That's nice.
And they were like, no. They said, no, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. I'm like, look,
please,
you drove over here. Well, yeah, you drove.
Over.
I said, this is the way I was raised. You drove over here. You didn't charge for this, but it was a service to me. So if I can do $20 to electricians who are making some damn good money, by the way.
They are, yeah.
Why can't your neighbors buy you a sandwich or a 6-pack of beer?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I might send them
my little QR code to my Venmo today before I even go outside and just say, hey, here's a heads up before things get started this afternoon.
How is it not
I'd like a sandwich.
Like, top of mind with them?
I don't know. There's one that I will say that I am completely fine with because they let us use their back gate. Because the school sits directly behind their house. So we're constantly in and out with the kids and, you know, back and forth to the school. So that one I'm totally cool with.
There you go. They're doing you a solid.
They are totally doing me a solid. I will blow out their sprinklers all day long. But the rest that come out like little munchkins into the sunlight.
I can't believe they don't do anything
for
you.
I need to move, Dom. I need to get the hell out of there.
You moved into a stingy neighborhood.
I think you're right.
I think if someone did something for you, knowing you and the way you were raised, you would get them a little something something.
I do give people a little something something.
Well,
absolutely.
There you go.
Very much
what
so.
What is wrong with your chintzy
know.
Neighborhood?
I'm going to just half arse these sprinkler blowouts today.
Boy, you people in Littleton. Man.
Oh, well. It's not going to be another day in Jaredice, I'll tell you that much, Dom.